This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Courtney Stewart is a star reporter over at The Hook newspaper, online at readthehook.com. And thank you for coming in on such short notice. We were just talking on the phone today. You actually sent me an email, and I called you right back. I cannot believe what is happening and the news that you are bringing to us about what is happening with these issues that we'll talk about in this half hour. But it is just amazing. And first, we want to say that we just want to give you all the props we can, that your fantastic reporting work in breaking these stories for us. And so if anybody listening happens to read about these stories in some other newspapers, Daily Progress, just know where you heard it first. Courtney Stewart at The Hook. And you are literally putting this, you're literally writing this story today, putting this this breaking news together today, right?
I am working on a story right now. I'm hoping to be able to post that sometime, probably midday tomorrow. I need to type a few ends and contact a few more people, but it'll be readable tomorrow.
And of course, this breaking news, let's just tell people what's going on. It has everything to do with your recent cover story in The Hook about the man that in the wheelchair who was hit while crossing. He was in a crosswalk crossing a street in Charlottesville, and he was hit by a county police officer.
Right. That was a man named Jerry Mitchell, who was coming home from a trip to Reed's supermarket and stopping by Staples to pick up some painting supplies. He's an artist. And as he crossed Main Street, he was coming up 4th Street. As he crossed Main Street, he didn't press the button. He didn't realize he had to press the button. He waited for the signal, the traffic signal, to turn green. Another driver motioned for him to come across. He entered the crosswalk, and then an Albemarle County officer was turning left from 4th Street onto Main, heading east, and hit Mr. Mitchell's wheelchair and threw him from his chair.
And he goes flying out across the street, and according to your story, witnesses heard the police officer jump out of his car and run to help and say, "I'm so sorry, I just didn't see you. I was looking down. I wasn't looking I was going."
Yeah, that's what they told me.
Yeah.
It was one witness and Mr. Mitchell who both reported hearing that.
Yeah.
Another witness I spoke to was on a bus and couldn't hear.
I just want to say for the record, I didn't know you had to push that thing anyway.
I don't think anybody realized you had to. I think I always thought it just expedited the change.
Yeah, it was just there to help you cross,
right,
if you couldn't get across any other way.
Right, but most intersections, I think, are the pedestrian signals and the traffic signals are synced. So if the light turns green in front of you, you'll have a walk signal. But I've been noticing as I drive around town or walk around town that, in fact, some signals really only change to walk if you've pressed this button, and I never knew that.
Yeah. And he didn't press the button. And, of course, as he's lying in bed in the emergency room, a city police officer comes in and gives him a ticket for jaywalking.
Right. So he's ticketed for failing to obey a pedestrian signal. And the officer was not ticketed for his role in the accident.
Received no ticket for hitting a man in a wheelchair in a crosswalk.
Right.
Nothing.
And they said because I guess they felt that Jerry Mitchell had violated the section of code that says that pedestrians shall obey these signals. There's another section of code immediately following that one that says any driver turning onto a highway shall yield to any pedestrians in crosswalks of the highway that they're turning onto at all times. So I'm not a judge. I'm not a lawyer. But, it seems confusing to me, and it seems a little strange.
It's so outrageous to me because it's so obvious that the city police got advice from their lawyers to, CYA, a little CYA action, cover their butts and give that guy a ticket quick so that we can blame him for the fact that he was hit by a crosswalk. I mean, hit in a crosswalk. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people are raising the question about whether it was just fear of future liability. And in fact, Virginia is a weird state. It's one of, I think it's in the minority of states that if you have 1%, if you are 1% negligent, you cannot sue for damages against the person who's 99%.
So there's no proportional responsibility here.
Right. So if Jerry Mitchell was in any way responsible, and if it can be determined that he did anything to contribute to the accident, he can't collect anything. Other states, I think, are called comparative negligence states. And I may be getting that terminology
wrong. Responsibility.
Right. That if you're 30% responsible, the jury can determine what the award would be, and then they give you They would give you 70% and subtract the 30% that they say you caused.
We're talking with Courtney Stewart of The Hook online at readthehook.com. But at the end of the day, you have a county police officer who ran into a guy in a wheelchair in a crosswalk, and it's because he wasn't looking where he was going. Period. I mean, that is not in debate by everybody who was there.
By everybody who was there, I think I can't say what his story would be. They have not given me their story. And so there may be some other piece of information that I am not privy to that would explain everything, but I just haven't heard it.
Yeah. And so now update us, fill us in on what's going on now with some breaking news, a story that you're working on today. You can read it online tomorrow, evidently there's another chapter in this saga in a related way.
It's related. It's not directly related, but I started getting some calls yesterday that there had been another wheelchair bound pedestrian struck by a vehicle in a crosswalk over by UVA, and nobody knew who it was. I was getting different days that it might have happened on. But I did track that person down. And indeed, she was, she's a woman who has cerebral palsy and who is also visually impaired, who was coming down JPA, leaving an appointment at the hospital. And she was unable to see the signal, or there was some issue. And so she entered the crosswalk with traffic stopped. And as she went in front of a dump truck, it began to move and ran her over. She was taken to the emergency room. She
taken
was miraculously not seriously injured. She didn't go under the wheels of the truck, but she did end up under the body of the dump truck, the front end of it. I think people screamed for him to stop. He didn't see her. But there, you know, the story ends in a similar way to Jerry Mitchell's.
Yeah, and this is what's so outrageous.
With a visit from a Charlottesville police officer bearing a ticket for her for failing to obey a pedestrian signal, and no ticket for the driver.
So this is just amazing, Courtney. And Courtney Stewart from The Hook is breaking all of this news here. This, we have the second person in Charlottesville, and this just happened just recently, since Jerry Mitchell was hit by the police officer.
Yeah, about a month after.
Yeah, we have the second person in a wheelchair, in a crosswalk, who's hit by a car, and yet the driver doesn't get a ticket, the person in the wheelchair gets the ticket.
Right.
And from the Charlottesville Police Department.
So... Right. And I did speak with police today, and they said that, I mean, there was this space of time between when she's ticketed and taken to the hospital. I mean, when she's hit and taken to the hospital, and then some time elapses and then the ticket arrives later. So I wanted to know what happens in that time that elapsed. I mean, who makes that decision to then go? And they said that, of course, the medical treatment is a priority. So that happens first. And then they do interviewing witnesses, and the officer did call to his superior, and they were aware that there was this similar case that had just happened. But the sergeant I spoke with said that they treated it as a completely separate case, and that they gave her a ticket based on the merits of this case and the fact that they felt that she was the one that had failed to obey the signal.
Even though the woman can't see the crosswalk. I mean, can't see the sign on the other side of the street.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really hard.
You want to point out, if I'm not mistaken, you were telling me earlier, she was leaving the hospital in her wheelchair. She has brain damage since birth and had cerebral palsy.
Cerebral palsy is a brain injury, usually at birth.
You're right. And she's crossing the street to go to a jaunt vehicle.
I don't know where the jaunt, she was heading. I think she was actually heading to the pharmacy. She gets around town either by jaunt or by cab. She can't drive because of her visual impairment.
Yeah.
And
so
I don't know about her.
She's clearly somebody who's very familiar with crossing streets in a wheelchair.
And she was
Jerry Mitchell.
Somebody who has had training for visually impaired people who need to be getting around in mobility, and so trying to have traffic safety training. I think if there was a button, I don't think she's claiming she pressed the button. But she's also claiming she didn't know there was a button.
Yeah.
And so it brings up this whole question about how are these people supposed to get around town safely if they can't figure out, if you come to a sidewalk and you can't see what's going on, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah. And in what case do you push a button or don't you push a button? And if the cars that you're trying to cross, if they have a red light and they're stopped, and they motion you to go,
Well, one car. Yeah,
can you go?
One truck motioned her to go, maybe, or she thought that one had the one that hit her.
She doesn't.
She's not saying she thinks he saw her and deliberately ran her down. I mean, of course, it's an accident, but just because it's an accident doesn't mean it's not negligent. I mean, did he not look into the crosswalk, or what made him unable to see that there was a pedestrian in front of him?
Yeah. If you're, as far as I'm concerned, if you're driving a car and you run over someone in a wheelchair in a crosswalk in front of you, you have some negligence on your side. To what degree? I'm not quite sure. It might be a whole lot. It might be a little. But you are behind the wheel and you hit the person. You run over them. You are negligent in some fashion. And I'm flabbergasted and ashamed of this city that these people who are driving these cars aren't the ones getting any tickets, whether it's a police officer or a dump truck driver. There's something going on here that doesn't smell right. It's not right that they're ticketing these people lying in beds in emergency rooms who got run over in their wheelchairs. It just doesn't smell right.
It's not a good situation. And in the last couple of years, the other thing is that I've gotten some information about the number of tickets that have been issued for drivers versus pedestrians. And actually, it is far more common for drivers to be ticketed for failing to yield to pedestrians than it is for pedestrians. But I wonder what's going on that suddenly we have these two people who are clearly physically limited in terms of their ability to move quickly. They might not even be able to make it across the street in the amount of time you're given with one of these signals, even if you do push the button.
Yeah.
So I don't know why suddenly we're seeing these tickets being issued, and whether there is some connection to a fear of liability, or, you know.
That's what I would say it is. I mean, just being an average Joe on the street looking at the situation, a cop runs over somebody in a crosswalk. Instantly, they run out and give him a ticket. It happens again. They run and give her a ticket. They're trying to show some consistency. There's some lawyers wringing their hands. It's concerns about liability. Clearly, they've circled the wagons, and it's, you know.
Yeah, and we haven't mentioned.
It's not right. It is not right.
These two things that are related because of the wheelchair come right on the heels of the incident with Blair Austin and Richard Silva, the couple that claimed that they were nearly run down in a crosswalk. I mean,
right.
they are able-bodied and were walking.
Not in a wheelchair.
Not in a wheelchair. They are, but they were also ticketed after this, you know, she ended up being pushed down. And so there's just a lot of
things.
But
they were in a crosswalk crossing a street and a police car nearly ran them
right.
over.
Right. And at trial, they were, the charges against them were, they were cleared. They were found not guilty by a judge who said that the Commonwealth had failed to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. There are a number of issues going on right now with what's happening in crosswalks and what's happening.
It makes you afraid to cross a street in Charlottesville, I'll tell you that much.
I'm looking both ways again.
Absolutely makes you, you're exactly right. Courtney Stewart from The Hook is my guest. It makes you look both ways and both ways again. Well put. Because you never know what's going to happen. And if somebody hits you and runs over you,
you're going to get a ticket.
You're going to get a ticket in the emergency room from a Charlottesville police officer. You brought it on yourself. Here you go. And whoever ran over you, they're not at fault in the least. It's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing. 977-1070 is the phone number. Phone lines are open. And boy, look at it. It's lighting up like a Christmas tree. So you're working on this story now, writing it now, and the full details will be posted to the Hook website tomorrow.
That's right.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Howard's on one. Hey, Howard, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I have a question for Courtney. First of all, I want to thank you for all this great work that you've been doing, both of you, really. But I wanted to know if the Flaherty incident is under investigation, as far as you know, with the police department, and why it's taken so long. And I'll just hang up and listen.
Okay,
thanks. Howard.
I am trying to find out whether that internal investigation is complete. I requested a copy of the 911 call that was made. I made that request today, and I'm waiting to hear back. That would be released once the internal investigation is complete.
And for those who don't know, what's Howard referring to, of course?
Oh, he's referring to the officer. Flaherty is the officer who was driving the car in the Blair Austin and Richard Silva case.
Not a wheelchair incident, but the two, the husband and wife.
The
who were
husband
crossing
and wife,
them.
And she ended up being pushed down onto the ground during the arrest by the officer and alleging police brutality. And so there was an internal investigation into that.
Let's go quick. Got time for one more phone call. John's on one. John, you're on with Courtney Stewart. Go right ahead.
Yes. Yeah, I've lived in the city for many years. I read that article with great interest, plus the other incident down there on Water Street or whatever. I hope to think there's not that many police officers in the city that are capable of that. I know I did witness something years ago over in Belmont where a police officer, somebody cursed and abused him. He physically pulled the young lady out of the car and slapped her right in the face. So it does happen. Hopefully that type of thing is weeded out. That's what my hopes and desires are, being a city resident.
John, thank you so much for the call. And, of course, all of us hope absolutely. You know, there's rotten apples in every barrel, and you don't want them.
I don't, and I certainly do not intend to imply through any of my articles that I think that the Charlottesville Police Force is full of bad apples. I think that we have
lots
of
great
people.
And I'm not reading that in what you're doing. And we've had, you know, Chief Longo on this program many times, and I think he's a stand-up guy, and he's a good guy, and I think he's a good leader. But it's just this fact of ticketing people who are getting run over is something's
right.
wrong
well,
with
when
that.
Well, when you see things that are wrong, you say something about it, whether you like a lot of the people that may be bothered by the article.
Yeah. Courtney Stewart, star reporter over at The Hook. You can read this story tomorrow on the website at readthehook.com. She's breaking the story. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.